Wabasca, staff, students, and local dignitaries gathered at the new Mistassini School for its official grand opening September 27, almost 2 decades after the idea was first discussed. The building, which artfully combines a modern understanding of Western learning with traditional indigenous language and culture, stands just behind the old school site, which has been replaced with a parking lot. A lot of the 21st century learning opportunities are here. We have the labs, the robotics, all the things you see in schools across the province, said Cal Johnson, Northland School Division's NLSD superintendent. There's also the culture infused into the building through the artwork. It's a great combination of the past and appreciating the history of the community, while combining it with the most modern learning opportunities. The school, which serves over 300 students grades 7 to 12, gives off a bright look immediately upon entry. It's filled with windows and natural light, and it was built with a sense of openness in mind. Breakout rooms, sliding classroom walls, and a plethora of tables and chairs in the halls ensure students have somewhere to work, or just be themselves throughout the day. The students have more of a sense of pride than they did before, and they're wanting to take care of the building and are appreciating it, said Karen Davies, Mistassini's principal. There's a lot of different spaces for kids that are designed specifically for them, where they're comfortable and able to hang out. It helps to create a more positive kind of atmosphere. Students have been learning and working in the space since February, when the transition took place. It was a hectic transition, according to Davies. Teachers packed up on a Thursday and taught in the new school on Tuesday, but now that things are officially underway, the entire community is excited. I'm pretty excited to get a new school in Northern Alberta. I'm proud to be a part of this day, said Lesser Slave Lake MLA Scott Sinclair. The opening has been a long time coming, according to Robin Guild, NLSD's board chair. Guild, who has been on the board for over 20 years, said this was only the second school he's seen opened in the division. Openings are few and far between, so it's pretty exciting to have something this nice. This is one of the nicest schools I have ever seen, he said. It's not a dungeon like the old school, it had very few windows. Our community loves it. Not all of the school's features are set up. The shop classrooms aren't fully ready to go, and work has yet to begin on the outdoor classroom, which Davies is particularly excited for. The kids are going to be able to help design that and decide what kinds of plants go in there. They'll plant things, harvest them, design a fire pit and all the benches, they'll build them, said Davies. It's really exciting that they get to plan and organize, and I think it'll be another great sense of pride for them. Community members joined the school for its opening ceremony, which included remarks from Elder Monica Crawford, and former Mistassini graduates Wabasca de Marais Métis Nation of Alberta District Captain Regan Auger, and Deborah Moses, the Chief of Staff for Layla Goodridge, MP for Fort McMurray Cold Lake. Sinclair, who also graduated from the original building, said the new school gives the community a sense of hope and pride for the future. Hopefully there's some kids in here that'll grow up one day to not just make the NHL, but maybe own an NHL team, or maybe be our first Indigenous Prime Minister, said Sinclair, himself the first Indigenous MLA in the UCP party. Hopefully, one day a kid will grow up here and do something special.